Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Back live at Wildcat Golf Club for the occasional invitational. We really, really appreciate all you sponsors out there. Thank you so much for being here. And we will name them for those of you just joining us. You didn't hear. But if you've been with us, you know this is a big day. It's Mardi Gras, and it's also Reed Shepherd Day in the city.
Why is it a big day, by the way?
Because it's Mardi Gras. Because everybody's drinking and then stops.
It's not Mardi Gras today. It's tomorrow.
It's today.
Does it start with Fat Tuesday?
It's Fat Tuesday.
Oh, Fat Tuesday when it starts. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's why we have beats on.
Ash Wednesday. It's over. Now we go.
It's not over. You're literally one of the only people it's over for. You know the rest of us are just getting started, right? What are you, a Gregorian chant? Yeah. Are you a monk?
Yeah. It's also Reed Shepherd Day in the city of Houston. And here to share it with us is Israel, who loves him some. He loves him some Reed Shepherd. Hey, what'd you think about Reed Shepherd last night, Israel?
Hey, how about this? Because I heard him earlier. He only is averaging 3.9 games. He's a number three pick. He is 25 points. They lost. And I want to talk about Shador. Shador is the culture. You know why? Because y'all talk about him. You know what he's going to bring? A bag. You know what's going to happen? Whoever draft him, they're going to sell jerseys. You know what we're driving? TV show viewership is going to go up. Deion been the guy. Y'all been hating on Deion. And it just comes with the corridor. Just like with LeBron, you got to have hate to get the bag in these days. We got podcasts. We got social media. A lot of people not even listening to the radio. I have to be an older guy that sometimes listens to ESPN. The younger people love Shador. It's the older, like y'all, the little bushy mustache guy, Shepherd. He's trash, bro. A number three pick, you can't sit back and wait. We're going to wait on him. If it's a brother, y'all trash him all day. You know, but since he's a little leprechaun looking, bushy mustache looking clown, we have to wait. No, we ain't waiting on nothing. Produce or get rid of him. All right, yo.
So I disagree with the. Here's the deal. Shador, yeah. So he at first, maybe he if he plays like crap, guess what?
Yeah.
If he's not a quarterback, if he's not going to be very good, then all of that goes out the window.
It's fine that the young people love him.
Yeah.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, that's fine.
We saw what he did to get people at Colorado excited, but there'll be a come a time where he has to play. And if he plays poorly, the young people will call him trash, just like you call Reed Shepherd trash. It doesn't change. We all call people trash if they don't play well. Shador, once he gets drafted, wherever he gets drafted, none of that stuff is going to matter because he's going to have to deliver and he's going to have to lead and play. And if he plays well, none of this will matter. If he doesn't play well, it'll all come back on his head. But he's invited to talk because I don't think he minds it, which is fine. Whether he's arrogant or brash, whatever the words you want to use, just play. And play well, and it's not.
Yeah,
gonna
I mean,
matter.
He is arrogant and brash, but he doesn't care. That's by design.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I don't care what
he's
critics
Deion's
say.
He's Deion's son.
Yeah, he already told you, I don't care what critics say. He said that at the combine.
Yeah.
You think I care what critics say? So why is, like, there's no reason for anyone to get all upset. Like, Josina is a fan, okay? She's been tweeting about Deion and Shador in Colorado for a long time, during games and all that stuff. I get it. He'll tell you himself, yeah, I'm brash, I'm arrogant, what? Like, you think I care what anyone says?
Yeah, I'm not
he
sure.
He doesn't care what anyone says.
Why are we pushing back on something he would acknowledge himself?
Now
he
I don't know.
Now, he would say it's a detriment. It's been couched as a bad thing. He would say it's part of who I am and how I play, and it's not a bad
thing. It's confidence is what he would say.
Yeah, but it's who he is.
Look, he's going to rub some people the wrong way, and there will be other people who are fine with it. Just like there is, but I see this happen every year with different players. He's just got a bigger name because he's Deion's son and he's had national spotlight. I deal with this every year with a ton of different – not a ton of different players. There's probably 3 to 5 that I have to hear about. And y'all won't care about it if it's an offensive tackle. You won't care about it if it's a linebacker. You will care about it if it's a quarterback. You know, Josh Rosen was slandered more than anybody I've ever seen, and with good reason.
Yeah.
Like, he got murdered in the draft process behind the scenes.
A little different. And we he was a tennis player.
We put it out there. Yeah, well, no, he was a lead quarterback from UCLA who was higher recruited than Shedeur Sanders. You got to remember, his own quarterback made a comment that his own head coach, Jim Mora, made a comment that, you know, if you could have one quarterback in this draft, I think he said something like Sam Darnold. Everyone said, excuse me? He goes, no.
He had to walk it back.
Yeah, yeah. And you knew that's what he meant. Yeah. You knew, but he couldn't say that. Like, Josh, we had to be careful what we were saying about Josh. We had to be careful what we say about Dwayne Haskins. There's always quarterbacks that a fan base is going to.
Justin Fields.
Yeah, Justin.
Well, speaking of which, who's on the line, though?
Dan Orlovsky has called in.
Dan Orlovsky on a mobile?
On a mobile.
Known quarterback defender, Dan Orlovsky on a mobile.
Dan Orlovsky on a mobile is joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, Dan.
What's up, guys? How are you guys this morning?
Good.
Good. I was just at Deion's compound this weekend. And, Lance, I completely disagree. Shador's accuracy. Do you know what he was in high school, his record? 47-5. And Jacksonville State, 23-3. This guy can swing the ball. He reminds me a lot of Anthony Richardson. You know, our riders are vastly different, and I'm going to prove you wrong. He reminds me of Justin Fields. So I definitely think that you're being, I don't know, opposite of what Israel thinks you're being with Reed, with Shador. So can you tell me, why do you have him going so low? Is it leadership? Is it accuracy?
I'm not going to tell you, Dan.
Racism?
I'm not going to tell you, Dan. I don't have to explain myself to you, Dan Orlovsky on a mobile.
Dan Orlovsky on a mobile.
I don't have to explain myself.
Thank you, Dan Orlovsky on a mobile.
Do your work, Dan Orlovsky.
Could be racism. We don't know.
It's always a chance there's racism involved.
Always, always, always. And this whole Reed Shepard thing that he just dismissed because they lost the game. Oh, there was another number three overall pick lost a lot of basketball games his rookie year. And his name was Michael Jordan. Okay?
No.
So, that's right. That's right. Reed Shepard, third overall pick.
Michael Jordan.
Third overall pick. You know what? Michael Jordan lost a lot of basketball
but
games.
But didn't he play?
Was he garbage? And was he trash like Israel said?
But Michael Jordan started as a rookie, right?
So did Reed Shepard last night.
He was a full-time starter, wasn't he?
Well, it doesn't matter. He started last night.
But
now he Wally Pipped Fred VanVleet.
We sure about that?
Here's Wally a second. Oh, Shedeur Sanders slides in the second mock draft. This time he falls to 21.
Who?
To the Pittsburgh Steelers. Dane Brugler. One of the guys who texted me like, did you almost have him going out of the first? I said, I sure did, actually. He goes, yeah. I'm having a hard time finding a place to put him. I'm like, people will find out. This is going
to
start happening
21st
more and more.
To the Steelers. They didn't learn their lesson with Pickett.
It's already got, like, already in the email from The Athletic. Dane's good, too. It already has, you know. You'll hear it a lot more. I'm just the first one. I'll just take the bullets for you. Don't worry about it.
All right. Yeah, you were the first.
But they have Giants trading up for Cam Ward, though, which could happen. Because Cam Ward could end up going, if the Giants really love Cam Ward, and I haven't taken him at 3, but you know who's going to love it is Cleveland. Because if Cam Ward gets traded up there, Cleveland gets to take Abdul Carter, and they can try to trade Myles Garrett for a boatload of picks.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we're live at Wildcat Golf Club. And out here today, Game Day Men's Health has a booth set up where they're giving away $3,000, $500 packages, 6 of them. So when you come out here, you sign up. And to go over to the Game Day Men's Health table, meet Angelia, and she is here with us right now and talking about what Game Day. I always say this because I've been doing testosterone replacement for years and years, like over a decade, testosterone replacement. Game Day is just different. Mm-hmm. I've never seen the attention to detail like you guys do with the peptides, just making sure that it's not just come in and get a shot. It's let's make sure that you're feeling the best you can.
Yes. Game Day has one goal and one goal only. and we want men to feel their best, right? So you don't have to feel the certain way that you feel. And we have a lot of different kind of options, peptides, TRT, and vitamin shot, medical weight loss. And we also have a machine that does musculoskeletal pain that help you feel the best.
So if you, yeah, if you're trying to recover from some kind of injury or whatever, you got the OmniWave, which will help do that. But you also got, I mean, everything about this, I find that you guys, it's just, let's get you optimum. Be it if it's you can't focus, be it sexually, be it I want to lose weight, I want to gain muscle. All of those things, you guys got solutions for.
Everybody wants to feel better about themselves, especially men, right? You want your energy. You want to sleep better. You want to lose some weight. You want to lose a love handle. You want to gain some hair, right? And then some body muscle also. So we have the solution to help you to get there.
All right, where's your location?
I'm in Pearland. We just opened the clinic about 3 months ago.
Nice.
Down Broadway and Kingsley.
So sweet, sweet, sweet. Jared's in Edo, right?
Yes, Jared's downtown.
And Willowbrook. And then, Sean's in Willowbrook.
Yes.
But we got
Sean's
locations all over the city now. So this is it. Guys, feel better, look better, everything about it. It's Game Day Men's Health. I love it. It's just different. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Wildcat Golf Club for ESPN Houston's Occasional Invitational. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I mean, God wants us to play golf.
Hey!
Lance.
Yeah. You don't play this ever, Del.
Yeah, he's not AJ. He's not good like AJ.
That's correct. I am not AJ. You're right.
Right. See, AJ, nice job.
AJ's got it popping.
AJ, got it going on. Yeah, AJ.
Keep passing really me
by. Have you guys not learned anything that
really good at
comparing
this.
Me to whoever's sitting back
he
here
doesn't
means
care.
Nothing to
he
me?
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care about anything, though. That's
you
the
just
problem.
Play the same songs over
what
and over.
Would you like to hear?
You don't put any thought into it.
When
you just play. Play, play. No thought into your musical choices.
I'm just trying to get through the 3 hours, man, and get to my real job.
I know.
But
he's calling his show the real job now.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
He doesn't care about
we
this.
We made Del a star. This is why everyone loves Del.
That's why he just took us off the air a little while ago.
Oh, you're going to blame me for that.
We don't know what happened.
We weren't even on the air when it happened. So
how about Lance is pulling plugs on this thing?
I thought it was to that, but it turned out it wasn't. It was to the station.
You ask me. Don't touch anything going forward.
Yeah.
I will take
care
of it.
He pulled us off the air. Well done, sir. Well played. 713-780-3776. We've had a couple of callers we agree wholeheartedly with. Israel, with his take.
The Reed Shepherd's trash?
The Reed Shepherd what?
The Reed Shepherd's trash? You agree with that?
No.
You co-signed that?
He said Reed Shepherd is one of the great players today.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He did not say that.
That's what I heard. I heard Michael Jordan.
You said you agree.
Third overall pick.
Do you want to keep going through
25 this? Points? 25
Would
points.
Would you like to go through all the third
what did
overall
Michael
picks?
Average? What did Michael average?
I don't know. You 20, tell us.
Because Reed had 25 last
but,
night.
What is Reed averaging over the season?
I don't care about that. Okay. I'm talking about it. Started now.
Okay. Let me know when Reed hits that 63-point game.
He just Wally-pipped Fred VanVleet.
Let me know when Reed hits that 63-point game. By the way, my son's all pumped up. Mason got all pumped up because
he's getting his car back?
Yeah, but eventually, well, he's got to come up with some money, but so he better go get a job. But no, he's getting pumped up because NBA Central, not Centel, NBA Central.
Oh, how about Cowherd got Centel?
He got Centel. Well, they took it off the air. Like, Centel's not around.
And they brought
anymore.
It back.
It's back?
Yeah. He
okay.
just did something the other day.
So.
And got Colin Cowherd.
It's unbelievable how often people get tricked. So he, Mason's pumped up because NBA Central has the odds. The Rockets are the current leader in the clubhouse for LaMelo Ball next year.
You want some of that, John?
What?
You want LaMelo Ball?
Sign and
I
trade.
I don't know. He's a good player.
He's a good player.
He's not a winning player.
Nobody's a winning player there.
Well, you would hope that you talk about culture changing and all that stuff. LaMelo Ball is not a culture. You
think E-may will change that.
You think E-may wants to deal with LaMelo Ball?
No. Well, so what would it take to get him? You'd have to do sign and trades. You'd probably get rid of Jabari, Cam Whitmore. And then some, you know, stuff to make it work. I don't know that you are a better team with him. You're a more talented team.
You think they're trading
in team with him.
The whatever you think of Fred VanVleet, the the consistency, the intangibles of Fred VanVleet.
Because Fred VanVleet has to go. You won't have enough money.
Yeah.
You won't have enough money.
I don't think
Fred VanVleet's coming back. And they're well, already talking about there's
no,
make less money.
There's no LaMelo.
They're not bringing in LaMelo.
There's no LaMelo. They won't have money for
him. Who said? Is this
NBA Central? No. There's a casino that's doing – it's like one of those AG sports books or, you know, one or your sports book. You know, they just put that out there. They don't know. They just say, here's the favorite. And so the favorite is the Rockets.
You think that Ime would rather have LaMelo Ball than Fred VanVleet?
I don't think so. Although he's a better player than Fred. But they're different players.
Yeah, they're different.
LaMelo is leading the team in categories. That's not what the Rockets need. The Rockets need a steadying force or a good player. You know, like LaMelo's a good player. He's a good player. He'd be worth a conversation. You just have to kind of work through it. I don't know that he's an anybody.
He and Fred
guy.
Have one thing in common. They both are 40% shooters.
Yeah, I don't love that. From the field.
From the field, yes. Yeah.
Well, Fred has a hard time breaking. You know, he's 39-40 all the time.
Let me ask you a question, John. You enjoy how the Rockets play. Are you interested in 1 foot at 35-footers? Are you interested in watching your point guard jack up 1 foot 35-footers? Like off of 1 foot, 35-footers off of 1 foot?
Yeah.
Are you interested in that? You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what LaMelo brings to the table.
Yeah, you're basically asking for LaMelo.
Did Dirk do it?
Yeah. I was going to say.
From 17 feet away,
He thought that was going to be a he thought that was going to be a Fred question. It's a LaMelo question.
Yes. Are you interested in that?
How about
– with 18 seconds left on the shot clock, are you interested in that?
For $44
million? Yeah. Is that what you want to see?
For $44
million? He's a good player, but that's part of the what you get from LaMelo.
Yeah. I think that Why are you listening to Mason now?
Well, it's not Mason.
Your NBA
it's
information.
It's not Mason. It's in a casino. We talk about these odds all the time. He just told me that it was on, like, it was mybookie.ag, I think, is the website.
You thought you lost your mind when they did that against the Nets. How about watching that for 40 minutes a night?
Oh, my gosh.
How about it?
That make me nuts.
He gets – well, he might curtail it because he's playing in a different environment, but he gets to do whatever he wants in Charlotte. So the bad habits have been built – and he's been rewarded for his bad habits. It's going to be tough to rein in LaMelo.
The Charlotte Silases?
Yeah. What? Who's there to tell? You mean the team who would bring back and pay Miles Bridges? Yeah, that team.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a good player.
Michael?
You got to do your work on him. I don't
awful.
Know what the deal is.
I mean, how awful that Michael can't establish a culture there. That I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, what's Michael actually doing?
Michael has been – he's got his hands on that whole organization.
Yeah, that guy's been a disaster with personnel moves.
It's a terrible.
Well, from the time he was with the Bulls, it doesn't mean you know what you're doing. It doesn't mean you know what you're doing, but you would think that he would want to get it right. Like, he'd want to hire the right person who could get it right. It is crazy that some of the best coaches and managers in baseball, they weren't good players. And the reason simple is because, you know – I think Larry Bird talked about it before, or it was either Larry or Magic said it came so easy for them, they get frustrated, like, why can't you do it? Larry was actually a pretty good coach.
Yeah, he went back.
But Magic wasn't good. And Magic even said, I just got so frustrated because, like, I see these things. Like, how do you not see them? How do you not see them? Well, guys who weren't as good, who had to grind, and they had to always, you know, you may not have even played that much, but you are watching and visualizing the game. You're working through things. You're more like a coach on the sideline. You're having to analyze the game because you're really not playing that much. So, you know, Jordan, just because you played, it's not going to make you a good coach. And Jordan, just because he played, is not going to make him a good part owner and general manager, or, you know, whatever his official role is over there. Because it's clearly not helped him. Like, they're not any better. They're no better.
Oh, no. They've been awful forever. Forever.
John, you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm just going to send you clips of LaMelo compilations on YouTube just to torture you.
But he doesn't want LaMelo. He wants Fred.
I want Fred. Well, I'm a Fred guy.
Okay.
Okay? So let's stop already.
All right.
Live at Wildcat Golf Club for the occasional invitational today. Hey, we got a birthday here. Leora. Happy birthday.
We got a birthday in here.
15 years.
We got a birthday in here.
15.
We got a birthday in here.
Get her a Coors Light.
That
she's 15 tomorrow.
Stop saying that.
Okay,
on
no,
air.
Can't do that. Okay.
Giving underage kids drinks.
Okay. He is really
him?
A problem today.
Today,
I don't think he knows what he's saying. Sometimes
it's out loud.
He doesn't think
hear.
It out loud. Yeah. I know. Let's give some 15-year-olds alcohol. Let's go.
Fat Tuesday. Everything goes.
Everybody. It doesn't matter how old you
it
are.
It does matter.
Yeah,
actually,
it's actually
there's a law.
Actually, you can get us in trouble.
You can get Wildcat in trouble.
Yeah. Actually,
Brooke is here. Hi, Brooke. Hi, how are you? Brooke is here. And so is Carbach Brewing Company, Brown Bag Deli, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, and Houston Powder Coaters. Thank you, along with all the other sponsors, Game Day Men's Health, Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, HRP, Access Vascular Health, Dream Rate Mortgage, Aqueduct Plumbing Company, Beatbox Burritos, MX Pharmacy. Thank all of you for sponsoring today. We
Pick
really
me.
Appreciate you. Pick me.
Can't get any
Pick
love.
Pick me is here. That's right. Well, it's Michael's daughter.
He just tried, tried to corrupt his daughter. Wouldn't give him a mention.
Yeah.
That a boy, Pick Me. Take your picture out here today. Let's go. Have Pick Me at your next event. Let's take a break. Lance, let's talk a little Zadig.
Zadig Jewelers is the place for you to go when it comes to getting the perfect gift for her. And I'm talking about for Mother's Day is coming up. But don't forget, you know, a lot of people get engaged in the spring or engaged in the summer. You want a perfect engagement. Zadig Jewelers has two different. They have an upstairs, so it's two different. You got downstairs, upstairs. It's 28,000 square feet. And the upstairs, you have dedicated to the bridal experience. So they will help you put together the perfect, not just get the perfect ring, the perfect bridal experience, the perfect engagement experience. Let the experts there help you with everything. They know every designer, Miki Moto. They've got Cartier. They've got all the finest designers around the world. They're also a boutique location for some of those designers, and so they get unique pieces. But they will find something that's special for her based on whatever your budget is. You say, man, I got plenty of money. I want to get the best I can get. Well, they got something for you. You're working under a certain budget. They will work with you to make sure that this gift blows her away. And they know what the latest trends and fashions are, so they do all the heavy lifting for you. You get the benefits of looking like the great guy that you want to be. It's Zadig Jewelers. Go to Zadig.com. That's Zadig.com. Or stop in at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, 28,000 square feet of jewelry waiting for you. It's Zadig Jewelers.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back live at Wildcat Golf Club here in near Pier Landing. I don't think we're in Pier Landing, but we're close to Pier Landing.
No, we're not in Pier Landing.
No.
We still got a little ways to go to get to Pier Landing.
Yeah, we're close, though. We're close. We're on Alameda and Airport. Come on by. If you've never played here before, you need to.
Not far from NRG Stadium.
No, it's not far from NRG.
Well, the exit. I guess you have to drive a little bit.
Brooke and Sam are behind the bar today. You don't usually have hot bartenders at golf courses, okay?
What do you say about Sam?
They're usually hags.
Are you
but
allowed
here
to say
at Wildcat,
that?
He's saying whatever he wants today.
Is he allowed
today.
To say any of what
he acts
said?
Like he's got some type of free pass to say whatever
so,
today.
You got hotties behind the bar here
as
opposed to
know,
other
man.
Golf courses.
Just let him do his stuff.
Okay.
Which is,
all right.
He was at the Oscars. Were you at the Oscars?
No, you weren't.
No, but also.
I'm the only person.
You know what it could be for him? Time's up. It could be time's up for you.
Listen, I'm the only person at Wildcat Golf Club that was at the Oscars the other night.
That's true.
That is true.
That is true.
So I can say whatever I can say whatever I want now. That's it.
Is that the rule?
That's the rule.
Well,
that's the rule.
I don't know if it's the
rule, there,
but
and nobody else was there. That's
I don't know
it.
If it's a rule, but that's what seems to be happening.
Okay. All right, Rockets last night just gave it away.
Let's just talk about tomorrow's. I mean,
tonight,
Rockets.
Today, yeah, they play Indy.
I mean, you had Alperin was out. Alpi was out. Dylan Brooks was out.
Amen.
And Amen was out. How many of those guys play today?
All of them.
You think Dylan
plays
too?
Yeah, they're all going to play.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're trying to play for real.
Yeah, well, you,
you need to win this one.
Yeah, another back-to-back. We're going to lose this one.
You
Let's
need
just
to win
why
this
waste
one.
All our players?
You need to win this one.
Yeah.
Just the idea of a back-to-back is just insurmountable
hey,
for people.
Nobody's
I don't get that.
But nobody's played more back-to-backs. And you know what? The record proves that the back-to-back is harder.
It's harder. But, I mean, it's not an insurmountable obstacle.
No, but
when did it become that people
why do they
just
have
quit
the
on
most?
Back?
Why
well, I'm just
the
asking,
most?
When did this become a thing where you have to just quit on back-to-backs? Like, I just can't. It's just too hard.
I don't know.
it's a little weird, right?
But wait. But I see a back-to-back when you're home, all right? But a back-to-back when you're traveling both games? That's crap.
So why is this such a crap schedule? Like, why are there
so many glitches in the schedule? Well, when you get good, guess what? They give you a better schedule.
Okay, well, I mean, you got to get – like, it would be nice for them to get 50 wins. Then get to 50 wins, that would be nice. You get a little more respect.
So you're not sweating 43 and a half?
Well, no, just
– okay.
44 is not great, actually, from where you were.
No.
You know –
well, it's 44 and 38. That's 6 games better than you were.
Yeah, but that's still not where you were.
No.
This year?
You were – oh, no. You were 41 and 41 last year.
Yeah, but it's a huge disappointment from where you were this year. You were at a 2-seed. You end up with that record, you're going to be about
–
you're going to end up in as an 8-seed.
No. You want to be at 49 or 50.
Yeah, you want to be at 50. I think 50 is a goal. So you got to win 13 more games. It starts tonight. You got to – you know, you rest guys, which is understandable. Give yourself the best chance to win tonight. And that's one of these games you need to – you know, you need to take Indiana down. You need to take them down, and from here on out, it's really about finishing strong.
Yeah.
You got off to a great start. You kind of wavered a little bit. Your defense kind of fell apart a little bit in January. And so now, and then February was just okay. February is just okay for you. This needs to be, you're going down the stretch. March and April's got to be strong.
Well, frankly,
you got to play strong.
13 and 8 is not, is actually, you should aspire to 14 or 15 wins.
Yeah.
I mean, 13 and 8 is worse than you've done this season.
Get you to 50? Yeah, but I don't know if it's crazy. Well, I haven't looked at the schedule. How tough is
it's not
schedule
that,
look
it's
like?
Not
it's not that tough, right?
Not that tough.
We've already faced a really, really
you've
tough
got
stretch.
Indiana, New Orleans, Orlando, Phoenix. These are all not good teams. How about Dallas lost Kyrie last night?
I know.
I mean, they don't have Gafford. They don't have
Fans.
They don't know. They hate them.
Your fans have literally turned on
Chicago, Philadelphia, Orlando. This is an easy schedule we got now.
They should ask for a new stadium. See how that goes.
Why are you like that?
Dallas.
Like that?
Fred, I was on with Freddie D. You know who was on our station for a while?
Freddie D.
I was doing a show for him. He's doing a show in Dallas, and he has the evening show. So I came on his show to talk draft. And he mentioned something about, like, just in passing about the Texans trying to get a new stadium. You know, like, I guess they're trying to strike while the iron's hot or something like that. And I thought I was going to have to do stadium talk. And then luckily he mentioned it coming on, and then he got away from it. So I didn't have to
stadium
worry about
it. Stadium
talk
is the best talk.
Stadium talk sucks.
Everybody wants to talk about
it. Right? It sucked back in 2000, or 99 and 2000. Like, I remember watching, glued to my TV set, Channel 51, you and, like,
Dan Patrick,
and I don't know who else.
Ken Lay.
Oh, was it Ken Lay?
Yes.
Oh, because Ken Lay wanted one.
Yes.
Yeah, he was for them.
Yeah, he was pro. Dan Patrick was
and then
against it.
Ken Lay
Dan Patrick
stole everyone's
yelled at
money.
Me and said, "You're supposed to be unbiased." I said, "No, I'm not." He yelled at me. And I was like, "No, I'm not. I want the stadium. Why do I have to be unbiased?
Unbiased?
Just because I'm hosting.
I'm a sports guy. I want the team to stay here. What are you talking
about? What are you, crazy?
You know what he's up to now? That's John opening up a Coors Light, if you guys are wondering.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sure.
Thanks to Gil.
Thanks, Gil.
Thanks, Gilbert.
Like, he needs any help with this.
Yeah.
Have you heard him this show?
Is your brother here? I'm going to arm wrestle his ass.
Dan Patrick wants to change the name New York Strip in Texas to Texas Strip. He's proposing that to be changed.
What are we doing? Why are y'all doing?
And you can buy it in the Gulf of America.
Possibly.
You can buy steak in the Gulf of America?
Well, when you're in the Gulf of America, you can get you a Texas Strip.
Do they sell steak in bodies of water?
No, not typically. I don't know. Not typically.
No. But yeah.
Why is it so important to change names? Like, I thought we kind of goofed around with the whole Freedom Fries thing, whatever it was back in, like,
you think
after
that was a goof?
After 9/11.
It's not goofy.
Well, it never hit.
Yeah, it's true.
It never took off. It just became like a joke, and now we're actually doing this stuff.
He's working with lawmakers to pass the resolution.
Lawmakers,
like, yeah,
yes.
We gotta get the. We gotta
it's
get
a
Congress
New York
on this.
Strip. It's a New York Strip. The way the same
strip.
Thing with Texas toast. Now they're gonna call it New York toast.
He
well,
says,
maybe
"What
if
are we
New
doing?"
York wants
he says,
to change it.
"New York has mostly dairy cows." So it doesn't make sense to be naming things after
I don't care.
New York Strip.
I'm so care. I'm not playing any of y'all's dumb games.
Yeah.
You want me to change?
Here's this
I'm
quote.
Not changing how
listen
I
to the man's
call
quote.
Food
maybe,
or water or any of this
he
stuff.
Will convince you. Just because of
like
New York.
Like, I talk about Gulf of Mexico, so if there's a hurricane
a storm?
Coming in,
just
why else would I even think about
just
it?
Just because a New York restaurant named Texas Beef and New York Strip in the 19th century Doesn't mean we need to keep doing that, Lance.
Yeah.
That's aimed directly at you. He used your name. So get ready. Texas Strip coming to Texas.
Thank you. I agree.
I don't care, but I'm just letting you know what Dan Patrick's up to.
What's Ken Lay up to?
I don't know.
Oh, he's dead.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah, he's dead. Anyway, we think, but some people think he went to.
He died in 06.
He's with Elvis.
He died in 06.
In an
Aspen Valley hospital.
Yeah, but some people think he's on on an island with
he
Elvis.
He just shows up. Ken Lay, of all people, is who they think shows up with Elvis?
Elvis would be mad dead by now. There's no chance he'd still be alive.
Ken Lay, too. He's pretty old.
Elvis was born in 1935.
Elvis is super dead.
Yeah.
It's only 90.
Well,
the way he treated himself,
he did. That man does not look like somebody who had lived to 90.
Yeah.
He died when he died on a toilet eating fried peanut butter sandwiches. That guy had death all over him. What are you talking about?
Wow.
Well, I mean, just certain guys.
Look like, saint.
We're watching John Daly. Over under 10.5 more years on Daly.
Under.
Wow.
See what I'm saying?
Wow.
See what I'm saying?
I mean,
John's being a pragmatist today.
I mean, look at him. He's choking on a heater. He's about 400 pounds.
He's never changed his body type.
He's drinking Jack Daniels out of the bottle.
Guaranteed.
He's got no shoes on.
No shoes on. That guy's got. Of course, those guys sometimes surprise you. You're like, how is this guy alive? Sometimes you have
those
moments.
Remember when Lance Berkman asked me that about Chad?
Yeah.
I'm going, hey, remember that guy he got a
rant? You and your booze pig friends.
He goes, is he still alive?
Is he alive?
I was with him last night drinking Coors Lights at Yanni's. Okay?
Sure
at the barbecue. That's right. He's still alive.
So you're telling me this performance has been infused by alcohol? That's a surprise.
Yeah, well, we were there a little late.
Okay. Starting to make a little more sense.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're talking about John Daspit.
Yeah. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. It makes it very, very simple. When you have an issue that's happened, I'm going to give you an example. He had, man, the settlement he got, there was a big refinery blast that happened a few years back, and John Daspit ended up signing up several people from that that were affected by that, and these are families. And they were counting on John Daspit, and they were counting on his law firm. And there was a few different lawyers working on this. It was a big case. They had to do all these depositions, turn over every single stone. They had to, all these people, they had to get their medical condition. They had to get x-rays, CAT scans, everything. There were people who were badly, badly injured, burned. It was a long process. And in the very end, John ended up getting a settlement. He played hardball. They wanted to try to settle for less, and they claimed they're going to go to court where John would have smashed him in court. And they ended up settling. And it was something that will benefit the families who suffered, in some cases, loss of life, people who can no longer work again. It was a very, very bad accident. And John Dash was the one that so many people trusted because that's what he does. He looks out. He passionately pursues justice for the injured. So if you're involved in an accident, it can be out on the roadway, it can be at the workplace, it can be at someone else's workplace that, you know, is not up to snuff. He will make sure that the insurance company takes care of you for all your medical bills, time missed from work, and your pain and suffering. That's the Daspit difference. 713 call now. At 713 call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Wildcat Golf Club for ESPN Houston's Occasional Invitational. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:52 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Welcome back to the show live at Wildcat Golf Club, where we got the Occasional Invitational. Love Wildcat, 36 championship holes. Call Nick up here if you've got an event. I mean, it is the place to have your event with, I'm telling you, 36 championship holes. Nick will work with you. There's unbelievable how well they do tournaments. You'll be a part of that today. If you're out here, you'll see how good it is. And I'm going to tell you this. You know, we got rain this morning, but no place in this city drains like Wildcat. We got highest elevations
in the city.
In the city of Houston. Crown fairways where the water runs off, okay? You're driving on this course while other places are closed or they got cart path only.
I'm going to predict today a CPO.
It's not CPO. Not on my cart.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Don't tear these people's course up.
I'm not tearing their course up. I drive in the rough. Okay?
If they tell you that
well, everybody else's won't be able to go on the course because they got that stuff that'll stop the cart.
Mm-hmm. Does
but
it?
But I go to Nick and I say, hey, take that off my cart. Okay? Yeah.
What an elitist. A man of the people would never.
No. That, and listen, it's awesome, awesome, awesome.
The man is screaming about how he's behind the bar. Having his golf cart modded so he can drive on the grass. So.
I'm gonna play a different set of rules than you guys.
He's got a modded golf cart because cart path only isn't something he will ever do.
Cart path only is the scourge of man. Okay,
he's trying to take care of these people's course.
The worst things in
I thought you God respected
created,
the nature of a golf
the
course.
The worst thing God's ever created.
God didn't create
hurricanes.
That.
Pestilence and cart path
God
only.
God didn't create cart path.
Is that
only.
In order, or do you want to rank cart path above the other ones?
Cart path's right there with them. Okay, okay. Yeah. I'm not, in no particular order.
Don't, Dale. Don't. Don't give him a chance.
In no particular order.
Cougars won also against Kansas. We're getting close.
One more game, Baylor. That's it.
Yeah, and then we're going to.
How about 18-1 in conference?
We're going to the Big 12 champ. This is going to be a fun Big 12 tournament. You know, I used to always go to
17-1 or 18-1. One of the.
I haven't been to a conference tournament for years and years. Where is it? Where's the conference tournament this year?
It's
no one knows.
It's always in.
It's St. Louis or whatever.
It's been in
I thought it's rotated.
It's been in Dallas at times.
Yeah, it's rotated.
Yeah, I'll look it up. It's in Tulsa this year.
Tulsa. Okay. Yeah.
You're not going to
you
Tulsa.
You ain't going to Tulsa. I mean.
Tulsa. Actually, sorry. I just typed in Big 12 tournament site, and that was a wrestling one. Let me type in basketball.
Yeah, 18-1 right now. They'll be 19-1 after they go to Baylor on Saturday.
Kansas City.
Okay.
Yeah, Kansas City's where they always have it, I think.
I might hit that.
I think
we
it's
got
always
friends.
In Kansas City.
We got friends who are there. Maybe I talk the wife into going. Maybe we take a little.
Kansas City's nice this time of year. Well, not really. But that's not a bad little trip. It's an easy trip. Yeah.
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 Well, it's always good to get a late flight, get a flight right up against it where they just jack your rates up. So maybe I won't be going. And I ain't driving. So.
No, you ain't driving to Kansas City. Driving. Good Lord.
Yeah, it's been in Kansas City every year since 2008, except for 2 years.
Yeah.
So it has been.
Yeah, it's Kansas
why
City.
Was it moved then?
COVID? 2009, the event was held in Oklahoma City, and in 2020, there was no tournament because of COVID.
Oh, because COVID. Yes. Okay, so it is always there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Kansas City gets it. And that's a big – how about Kansas? Well, it's not Kansas, but –
I'm surprised they don't rotate.
It's Kansas City, Missouri, but still, it's really
it actually makes
Kansas.
Sense to find – if you get a place that handles it well, don't move it. Like the Combine,
yes.
Everyone's pissed off that the NFL is actually putting us up for bids. Like the Combine could leave. If you have something that works well for a big group of people, don't change it. I get Super Bowl, you have to, and all that stuff. But
well,
conference tournament, I mean, it's not ideal that Kansas has a benefit there, potentially.
Yeah,
it's
they do.
Not ideal.
But that's all right. But it's been a great site for them, and people attend it. It's centrally located in the, you know, and not.
Relatively speaking. Well, I mean, of course, Big 12. Now your conference isn't regional anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
There's going to be
Dallas might make a little more sense with how many
Dallas
Texas teams there
would,
are.
Actually, Dallas would make a lot
yeah,
more sense.
Right.
But I'm tired of them getting everything.
And the American Airlines Arena, I mean, that's a really nice.
I'm tired of them getting everything anyway.
Yeah, I don't care. It doesn't make them any good.
What about home of the Big 12, like in Austin, Texas? Oh, wait, SEC. That's SEC country.
That's SEC Austin. Country now. Yeah.
That's SEC country.
And probably Dallas is too now.
Texas A&M is SEC, Bryan College Station, SEC country.
Yeah.
They carve a little, small little patch in there. It doesn't go through Waco. Doesn't go through Houston. Doesn't go through Dallas. It's just Austin and
probably a lot more A&M and Texas fans in Dallas and Houston than any other, than anything else.
Yeah, but their home base isn't.
Huh? Oh, look at Jason looking like a leprechaun. That's neat. That's fun.
So you're done drinking after this.
After today.
Yeah.
So you got one more day. One more hangover day. That's it.
Great.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
So you got to deal with tomorrow in person too.
It's going to be bad too.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, in person.
Yeah.
You got me for over 2 weeks here right now.
Yeah?
It's
not an enticement to come to work, to be honest. The best part about work was you not being in the building.
Are you getting hyped up for Dodger season at all?
LA Johnny?
Are you going to go to games?
No,
like
no.
I would.
I've been.
Yeah, I'd go. I'd want to go see Ohtani.
I went to see the Cubs.
Go, Sam. You going to go when the Astros come to town?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and I'm wearing all my gear.
No, you're not.
And
well,
I'm going to start playing, and I'm yelling.
He's not brave.
Oh, I
about that line.
How much you want to bet?
He ain't about that.
How much you want to bet?
What, are you sitting
what
in
gear?
The bleachers?
Where, huh? What gear are you going to wear?
I'm going to wear my Astro shirt.
And we're going to have to hear about you getting stabbed in the parking lot by a father-son.
Yeah.
Multiple stabs.
I want them to bring cheater.
They're
bring
going
it on.
To.
Bring it on.
Don't worry about it. They'll bring it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
and
it.
And I'll get my boys to come in that weekend, too, and we'll
Who's
go.
Who's your boys?
You're rolling
you
up on Dodger
Yanni
Stadium.
Yanni and Chad are going to scare.
And, yeah. Yeah.
They ain't scared.
Yeah.
They're not scared of Vatos and
yeah.
Chavez Ravine.
No, we'll see.
Trust me.
Yeah. No. You don't,
trust
you
me.
You think they're going to roll up on
the
Chad?
The parking lot is not afraid of Chad
Clay. Chad or Justin? No.
Yes.
No. Don't go to the bathroom by yourself. You saw it happen to that Raider fan who tried to.
Listen, the worst place we went to, because we go to, we've been to Boston, Cleveland, Tampa, Chicago. The worst, New York, the worst place was Chicago, the White Sox. The worst
wow,
fans.
Wow, the White Sox were
the
worse?
The worst fans were the worst fans. Yeah.
You'd think they wouldn't care.
Well, that's when they were okay.
Oh,
we were,
the
they were in the playoffs.
Series? Oh, okay.
They were in the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they, oh, yeah. They, oh, no, I heard. Yeah, yeah, you did tell us they were bad. Didn't, like, they come after a player's wives or something like that?
Oh, no.
Throw stuff on?
Well, in Boston, no.
No, somebody
in
at
Boston,
White, somebody
in Boston,
Chicago,
they got,
I thought.
Somebody got thrown. In Chicago, they came up and down. One guy was coming up and down. F you.
To you, right?
Yeah, to everybody. No, to all the
everybody.
Because we were all in one section together. And it was and screaming at, and then the cops got him, and he came back and he apologized. Actually,
he did.
He did. Well, I think he didn't want to go to jail. That might have been a part of it. That might have had something to do with it. 9 o'clock. Let's catch up on breaks live at Wildcat Golf Club. If you're looking for a place to have your tournament, just kind of call up here and call Nick, and get your tournament out here because it's the best place. Period to have a tournament right now. Taqueria Saranda.
Oh man, I'm getting so hungry. I wish they were here right now. We'll bring some tacos, some breakfast tacos here right now. Their breakfast tacos are fantastic. They're simple, you know. They're simple, about average size. They just roll them up, have them ready to go. You can order about a dozen of them, bring it into the fellas in your workplace. Have about three of them. Three of them is a good number, especially. I want one of them to be chorizo. You want to make sure you have that there. Chorizo is fantastic, but they got great breakfast tacos. They've got bigger breakfasts if you want to sit down at one of the Taquerias Arandas locations and have that. But I'm just telling you right now, Taquerias Arandas for lunch, for breakfast, for dinner, anytime. It's great, authentic Mexican food. You're going to enjoy yourself. Of course, you got to have a beer. You got to have a margarita, for example. I mean, you can get mixed drinks too. They have a different cocktail menu, but beer, margarita goes with that authentic Mexican food. And when you go to Taquerias Arandas, in their bar areas, they're turning them into sports bars. Did you know that you can watch your favorite sporting events there? Ask them to put whatever you want on. You and your boys pull up, take over the bar. Especially March Madness is going to be an awesome one. The one off of 1960 is one of the coolest spots. It's separated from everything else. That place bangs. You ought to see how many TVs are there. It's unbelievable. It's Taquerias Arandas. Locations all over the city of Houston. Taquerias Arandas.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. so time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.